We sure thank you, Lord, for the spirit that we felt in this place. God, I pray this morning, God, that you would be glorified. God, I pray this morning, God, that you would just open our hearts. As we've already heard, let's not be a hearer only, but a doer. God, I do pray this morning, God, that you would speak to the hearts of your people. God, I know there's nobody here this morning by coincidence. I believe this morning, God, that you're in control and God, that you're working even now. God, I pray, Lord, that you'll bless during this time and we'll thank you and praise you for what you do. For it's in Christ's name we do pray and ask. Amen. You can be seated this morning. We're going to look at something very unusual and we'll try to move very quickly this morning because I want to try to keep you with you. Would you do me a favor this morning, all of you? Would you pay attention? Would you? I hope you will. I'm not here to sermonade you. I'm not here to entertain you. But I do believe this morning that God has burdened our heart about something this morning. As I mentioned this morning in our prayer time, to pray for the preacher because I'm burdened today about this message. I want to make sure I've told a couple people. My wife knows what I'm preaching. Brother David Leslie knows what I'm preaching. And Chloe, you even know what I'm preaching this morning. You don't know it, but you know what I'm going to preach here in a moment. But I believe this morning there's an epidemic of our day. It's not the measles, it's not the flu, it's not the smallpox, it's not cancer. But there's something happening in our day that's just destroying our country, it's destroying our churches, I believe it's destroying the world. And I know, well, preacher, it's sin. Well, that's the bottom line of it, but I want to go a little, back up a little bit from that and see a different aspect of it this morning. But as I told the folks this morning as we prayed around the altar here at 9:30, I told them to pray for me because I want to preach this in the right spirit. I don't want to just vent this morning because I have vented this a lot this week. I don't want to just vent what is on my heart. I want to preach and I'm not stretching. I don't go through here and find verses to say, okay, this will work. We've prayed and we've sought the Lord. And I believe with all my heart, the Lord has brought us here to the book of James on these verses that we've read. And you'll see what we're going here in just a moment. I know it's getting ready to be summertime. I believe we're almost there. It was 90 degrees Saturday at my house, the thermometer said. So it's going to get hot in a hurry, it looks like. But I know as summertime comes along, it's very common to see people, they can get outside. There's all kinds of things going on in your lives. You're here, you're there. We watch church attendance fall off during the summer times, and I understand everybody needs to get away every once in a while. Don't get me wrong. We all need a vacation. But I sure don't want to take a vacation from God. Amen. I just don't come to God on Sunday. I like to go every day. Amen. And, so I know as summertime comes along, you know, people will be traveling here and there. And I don't know where one of your favorite places are. We love, and I know, as the old preachers used to say, you know, saved people, go to the coast. We don't go to the beach. The same place, you know, but, you know, as we heard Brother Riley talk about their ministry there in Daytona, about, you know, all those people down there on spring break and how they minister there. You can still go to the beach or the coast and still be godly. Hello. Amen. I know that. But we like the beach. We love the Outer Banks. That's one of our special places we like to go. It's been a while since we've been there. But, you know, and my wife, she will not get in the water. She can't see her feet. She ain't going in. And I love getting out in the ocean. I do. I really do. I love being out there. Well, preacher, there's big things out there. Well, that's true. There's big trucks running down this road, but I still get out there on the road. And you know, it's just one of those things. But I was thinking about this thought, and we're leading somewhere. Try to go quickly. Let me ask you this question. And these are common knowledge words. Have you ever, now listen to me what I'm saying. Have you ever seen a riptide? Most people would have to say no. Have you ever heard of a riptide? Yes. Have you ever felt a riptide? Yes. You don't see a riptide. Riptides are something that are under the water that's not knowledgeable, not seen until you are there. And you feel that sucking away. And I my heart breaks. I know in the news this few weeks ago, the little four-year-old down at the Outer Banks that got sucked out in the ocean and died because of a rip current. I can't imagine, you know, what that must be like, but I got to thinking about that riptide and how, again, it's something that has to be felt and it has to be something that you're in the midst of before you know it. But it is something that is so dangerous. Again, you can't see it, but you can be in one before you ever know about it. And it can and it has killed. Many times you'll go to the beach or the coast, whatever you want to call it, and the lifeguards will put the flags out. Warning, warning, be careful. Why? Because conditions are very elevated for riptides. Again, you might not see it, probably won't. But evidently there is a danger there that needs to be heard, a danger that needs to be taken note of to realize that there's something out there that could hurt us. This morning I stand before us as a small, very small part of the world. Over 7 billion people in our world today. Here we have somewhere under 1,000 here, amen? Somewhere under 1,000. I can't do anything about that bunch out there. But God has let me have your ear for just a moment. And God this morning has His man of God standing before you waving a flag of warning. There's a danger around us. There's a danger that you can't see. There's a danger that's happening even today in our lives. A danger that must be heeded. Why? Because if you get sucked up in this thing, it will destroy you, kill you, and hurt you. And you'll be swept away, you, your family, before you ever even know it's there. What is it, preacher? Tell us. Don't get mad at me. The title of my message is this morning. Now listen to me, and I'm as honest as I can be. You're going to laugh at this at first, but I'm as serious as I can be this morning. The title of the message is, Don't Go Stupid. Don't go stupid. There is a danger around our lives today, and I'm watching and I'm seeing and I'm hurting over our world because of the stupidity of our day. The world is gone stupid. But even worse than that, the church has gone stupid. What do you mean, preacher? Now listen, I'm going to be the first to say, I've done some stupid things in my life. Anybody else done anything stupid in their life? Probably. I was thinking this morning as I was praying about what to say and how to say and asking God to guard my lips. I thought of all the things that I could say of stupid things that I've done. Probably one of the things that really runs in my mind that I won't do it again. I was about this big. I was riding on the back of my grandpa's truck. We was going down the road probably less than 5 miles an hour, and I got this brainy idea. I'm going to jump off. Guess what? It didn't work out real well. Well, then the flash of my eye, me and the pavement was kissing. I was tore all to pieces. Why'd you do that? I'm stupid. It seemed like a smart thing. It wasn't going fast. I thought, well, I'm going to jump off and beat Grandpa to the house. Boy, that was stupid. Anybody else ever done anything stupid? Oh, yeah. Don't tell me, Tony. I don't even want to know. Me too. Me too. Now listen, this is the definition of stupid. Now stupid isn't something that, you know, is just what most people think it is. This is what stupid is. Stupid, the definition for stupid is having or showing a great lack of intelligence or common sense. Don't go stupid. Remember that riptide? You can't see it. But you get caught in one. Anybody ever got caught in a riptide? I've got caught in one, I remember. Instantly. I remember what mom and daddy drilled in my head. Swim sideways. Instantly come to my head. Why? Because daddy taught me. When that thing gets a hold of you, you'll never get out of it unless you swim sideways. But you know, I know a lot of people that do stupid things and they don't learn from their stupidity. They keep doing stupid things. And that's going stupid is destroying so many today. What are you talking about, preacher? Here goes my vent. I heard this week that our country has got so dumb and stupid. Hey, youngins, look up here a minute. Don't let me hurt y'all. Can y'all tell time? Big hand, little hand. Everybody good with that? Our country, our world is so stupid that they're going to take all the analog clocks, or they're looking at taking all the analog clocks out of schoolrooms because children cannot tell time and it makes them feel bad. Preacher, you're making that up. No, it's on the news. It's real. It's not fake news, as Trump would say. This is reality. They say we live in such a digital age that many of our young children have never been taught. And that is the problem. So instead of teaching our young people to simply tell time, we're just going to put take the little hand, big hand out and give you some numbers on a digital clock. Stupid. Instead of fixing the problem, we just make them dumber. I told my wife this morning that we are probably living in one of the most educated but dumbest day of our world. When teachers cannot teach young people, when mamas and dads, teachers didn't teach me to tell time, my mama did. But stupid. Our world has gone stupid. That we're going to say, okay, kids, I know you're stressed out that you can't tell time. Come on now. Stupid. Another one. They are saying now that, and this is a truth, I know it's a truth, that children don't even know how to use one of these. Why? Because we are not teaching them to write. All they do is, I'm glad I know how to type. They're not even teaching cursive writing anymore. Well, that's too hard. Come on. I remember watching Mickey Mouse. Big hand, little hand. See, y'all are in trouble. We got an analog clock back there on the wall. I can't read that, so I'm just going to keep preaching on. I'll have a digital one tonight. You wait and see. Somebody will buy me one. Stupid, though. We're dumbing our children, dumbing our children, dumbing our children. Stupid. Don't go stupid. 108 years. Been an organization in our country called the Boy Scouts of America. And our country's gone so stupid. Preacher, I don't like this. You're probably not going to go to heaven either because I don't think you'd be right with God. God made a man, God made a woman. And there is a difference. But the world's gone stupid. 108 years there's been an organization that used to teach about God and morality. And now they've taken the boy out of the scouts. Just call them a bunch of... I better not say that. But stupid. Stupid. Let me give you these real quick. I promise I'm going to give you some Bible just in a minute. I ain't going to be longer. I promise. I just got a kick out of this. You ever seen some of the dumb warning labels on stuff? This come out of Reader's Digest. On a wheelbarrow, fellas. Not intended for highway use. On a wheelbarrow. I like this one. I thought about Seth. On a baby stroller, remove child before folding. Now, you've got to be stupid if you need a sticker to tell you to get the youngin' out of the thing. A thermometer, once used rectally, do not use orally. I think y'all take that sticker off, and if they're that dumb... Tie pods, not for food consumption. I like this one too, Brother David. On an electric grill. Product not intended for use as dental drill. Coffee cups. Contents are hot. I like this one. On a jet ski. I can just see some redneck. Never use a lit match or open flame to check fuel level. Anything in there, Fred? Oh, I like this one too. Dog medicine may cause drowsiness. Use care when operating car. On dog medicine. Dishwasher. Do not allow children to play inside dishwasher. It's our day. We're going stupid. Rat poison. Found to cause cancer in lab mice. It kills them. It's poison. Vanishing ink marker. This is on the box. Should not be used to sign checks or legal documents. Iron-on shirt pattern. Do not iron while wearing shirt. A scooter. Warning, this product moves when used. Hair dryer. Do not use while sleeping. This is a good one. Fireplace logs. Caution, risk of fire. Brass fish hook. Harmful if swallowed. Pepper spray may irritate eyes. And the last one, cardboard car sunshields. Now, we have them. They're not cardboard, but we have the sunshields. Warning, do not drive with sunshield in place. Now, we're living in the year 2018. Yeah. And I'm saying our world has gone stupid. I'll show carnality just for 2 seconds and then we'll move on. Forrest Gump, great saying. Stupid is as stupid does. You show stupidity through what you do. And we show the stupidiness. That's stupidness. Yeah. Stupidiness. By how did all those warning signs get on there? Because some stupid person done those things. John Wayne said this, life is hard. Anybody agree? Yeah. Life is hard. It's even harder when you're stupid. So what's wrong with people? Why, and back to all seriousness, and I know time's getting away. I'm going to be very quick now. It's killing me. You can come to me after, well, preacher, just give it to the Lord. God bless you. Thank you for that good advice. I already knew it. But it's killing me because I'm seeing our world so stupid. It's killing me to see the direction of our young people and where this society has taken our people. It's killing me as a pastor to watch people in our church being so stupid. It's killing me. Used to work with a gentleman. He's dead now because he did something stupid. This poor guy, I was scared to death when I went to work with him. I've mentioned him many times. I won't mention his name this morning. But if it could go wrong, it happened to that poor boy. He done some of the most stupidest things. He got drunk one night and decided he'd jump off some bridge that's known around here in Rowan County. It's a low water type bridge. One side has deep water, one side has shallow water, and he jumped off the wrong side. Popped both his hips out. About killed him. He was riding one night in a four-wheel drive truck with a 30-30 between his legs, spotlighting deer. The gun went off and blowed this side of his neck clean off, about killed him. Fell in the elevator shaft twice. He was on his roof, two-story house. This is true. You think this is crazy. No, this guy's just stupid. He was working on top of his roof, two-story house. He tied off, which was smart. It was tin roof. He tied off. They tied off to his wife's car. His wife gets in the car and takes off. I'm not making this up. Drug and slap off that house, about killing him. Why are you saying that, preacher? Because I worked with him. I was scared to death because sometimes even the people that aren't stupid get hurt by the stupid people. He was prone to do stupid things. And I didn't want to be a casualty of his stupid ways. Now look back real quick. Let's get back to the Bible and I'm going to give you these things and we're done. Look real quickly. James chapter 1, go back to it. I'm going to give you the scripture. Don't go stupid is the message. James chapter 1, we read these verses there. It says to be ye doers of the word and not hearers, verse 22, deceiving your own selves. And this is the part. It says, for any man be a hearer of the word and not a doer. And notice the illustration he gives. He is likened to a man beholding his natural face in a glass. What's he saying? God is saying that a man that hears the word of God and is just a hearer and not a doer is like a man that looks at himself in a mirror. And notice what it goes on to say, verse 24. For he beholdeth himself, he sees, okay, there he is, that's me. He beholdeth himself and goeth his way and straightway forgetteth what manner of man he was. So, he looks in the mirror, he sees who he is, but he walks away and instantly he forgets what he just saw. I think it shows a great picture of a man that's stupid. Look, I look in a mirror and I see who I am. I can pretend I'm skinny all I want, but it doesn't change the fact that I'm fat. The mirror tells the truth. Y'all didn't have to agree. But it's true. But it's God is saying it's stupid to take the word of God and see the truth and then walk away and pretend that's not it. Let's see it again. James chapter 3. Verses we read. We're not going to read back through all 12 of them. Look at verse number 9. It says, therewith bless we God, even the Father, and therewith curse we men, which are made after the similitude of God. Out of the same mouth proceedeth blessings and cursings. My brethren, these things ought not to be. God is saying that he's talking about the tongue there earlier. He's talking about how terrible our tongue is. But he's saying that a tongue, a man could come into Gospel Light Baptist Church on Sunday morning, leave here and go to the food place here in just a few moments, the same mouth, praise God, oh how I love Jesus, can instantly turn his tongue around and speak vile things. God says that should not be. That's stupidity. To think that we can say, oh how I love God, and then turn right around and curse God. Notice also what he says here. Verse number 11. Doth a fountain send forth at the same place sweet water and bitter water? No. I go to the water to get, I go to the spring to get water. I'm expecting the water that's going to be sweet. And I can't get me some sweet water, turn around and go right back. Say, no, I don't want sweet water. I want sour water. No, it is what it is. Notice what he also says. Verse 12. Can the fig tree, my brethren, bear olive berries? Well, I'm going to go out to the apple tree and get me some oranges. No, that's stupid. We planted 70-some tomato plants this week. I like mater sandwiches. Guess what I'm pretending? Guess what we're going to get out of them mater plants? Green beans. No, that's stupid. God says you don't do that. Either a vine figs? He said, you can't go to the vine. We got grape bushes behind my house or grape vines behind the house. I think that's where I'll get our tomatoes this year. No, it's a grapevine. It gives forth grapes. Then it goes on to say, so can no fountain both yield salt water and fresh. We're saying, don't go stupid. We're teaching our youngins to be dumb. But even though a youngin might not be able to read a clock, it won't be the fact that they can't read a clock that they'll go to hell. Let's don't be stupid. Listen, this morning, just as that riptide, I'm just about done. I'm going to give you about four things. I'm not going to preach them. I'm going to give them to you. We're going on. Just as that riptide, you can't see it. But if you ever get in it, it's going to do its best to get you. And this world of stupidity is eating because people are just being sucked in. Well, preacher, they can't help it. Hogwash. They've been reading the clock for many years. I'd ask our historian there, but we've had these TikTok for a long time. Well, they can't do it now, though, preacher. It's just too hard. What? Our society is stupid. Nobody wants to say that, though. I'll say it. Stupid. Well, preacher, it's all right for the boys and girls. My son, pray for him. They're back in church. Hallelujah. Thank God for that. He showed me a picture. And this is terrible, but it's the truth. Showed a young teenage girl in a Boy Scout uniform. And she was about 6 months pregnant. Says she really liked the campouts. I'm not stupid. You put boys and girls together, I know what happens. I'm not stupid. But our world is stupid. I know you. Some of you are sitting there thinking, boy, I don't like this. It's the truth, man. We've gone stupid. Let me give you this. This concerns the church. And I've seen a lot of things happen in the church. Churches have gone stupid. This homosexual movement, sodomite movement, let me back up, sodomite movement, the churches are embracing it, not this church. I don't embrace it. Why? Because it's ungodly. Look at all the churches that are embracing. It's stupid. Let me give you my points and I'm done. First of all, don't go stupid and neglect the Word of God. Don't go stupid and neglect the Word of God. Why? The Word of God is where we get our truth. The Word of God is where we get our knowledge and our wisdom. The Word of God is what leads me and guides me. It's light unto my path. Don't go. I ain't got time to preach this. Don't go stupid with and neglect the Word of God. Second of all, don't go stupid and neglect the house of God. It amazes me the people today that thinks that they can just come and go at church and it won't hurt anything. You're stupid. That got it quiet. When you choose whatever you choose over the house of God, you've gone stupid thinking that's what you need. We need the house of God. Don't go stupid and underestimate the world and the devil. Well, it's just a little sin. That little sin will bite you. That little sin will get in your life and hurt you. Don't play with it. Don't go stupid and pretend that this world won't hurt you. Let me say this, and I don't. I don't have social media. If you want my phone, you can have it. I guess you got my phone. You can see anything on my phone you want to see. I don't do social media for many, many, many reasons. But people like to show me things. I wish I don't want to see this. I'm not going to name names, but I've seen some of our members. Breaks this preacher's heart. Say you love God. You'll post something on your Facebook, plant, whatever, your Twitter, your Twatter, your, what is it, Melvin? Melvin's Twitter account? He has no idea either. Your Facebook, your Twitter account, your this, your Instagram, your that, whatever it is. Oh, how I love Jesus. And the next, you got a picture and you're holding alcohol in your hands. God help you. You're stupid. You put something out in social media, I promise you it's there forever. I know enough about computers and electronics. Somewhere, somehow, that's out there. You can't say one moment, oh, how I love Jesus, and next moment, oh, how I love Bud Dummers. You're stupid. You're playing with fire. Preacher, you're awful mean. I'm trying not to be. But it's true. Either get on one side of the fence or the other, friend. You cannot serve God and mammon. I didn't say that. God said it. But the world's gone stupid. Churches have gone stupid. I know Sunday school teachers had to, not here, my first church. They drank on Saturday night and taught a Sunday school class on Sunday morning. It ain't going to happen. Don't be stupid. Don't go stupid and neglect the Word of God. Don't go stupid and neglect the house of God. Don't go stupid and underestimate the world and the devil. Fourth law, don't go stupid and think you can get by with sin. Be sure your sins will find you out. Be not deceived. God is not mocked. For whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap. Don't go stupid. God knows. Your mom and daddy might not know. Preacher might not know. I guarantee you, God knows. Last of all, this morning, don't go stupid and think you can go to heaven any other way but through Jesus. We live in a stupid day. There's churches this morning that got up and told people, just be good. There's churches that got up today and said there is no hell. Stupidity. There ought to be a label. Dangerous. Liars. Just don't go stupid. And in all honesty, and I'm done. If you'll go home this afternoon, we won't take time to read it because of time, but Isaiah 5, would you read that this afternoon? It'll help you. Isaiah 5. But with all honesty, don't go stupid. I've seen so much. People that know right. Preachers that know right. And have just gone stupid. It can happen to me. When I start thinking with my head instead of the Scriptures, I'll be stupid. I know what my heart feels sometimes. I have compassion. I was like, oh, poor thing. I can't help y'all can't tell time. We'll help you. We'll put on a digital clock. Stupid. Life's hard. It's a lot harder when you're stupid. Be careful. You might get caught up in that stupidity and be drug out into this world. It's a danger. Just like that riptide, it's a danger. Let's stand together. Thank you for being here this morning.